Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Hi, it's Andy here, and welcome to Radio Headspace and to Friday morning. It's hard to believe we are almost at the end of the year. I'm going to be taking a couple of weeks off, and we're going to be running some best of Radio Headspace over the next couple of weeks. But before I do duck away, I wanted to just sort of round out the year with you. I'm sure the year will have been different for each and every one of you, but I can't remember a year where everybody so desperately wanted the year to end. There is a sense, I think, a collective sense that it has been one of the more challenging years in memory, and that all of us hope that there is going to be something more positive, the other side of New Year. And I think that's a really healthy way of looking at life. At the same time, I feel like we shouldn't be too quick to run away from the year gone by, because as painful as the year has been, as difficult as it has been for many people, I feel for each and every one of us, there will be a lot of really valuable things to take away as well. I think it's been a year where many of us have reflected on what's most important to us in our life. How are we going to spend our time? How are we going to find a sense of purpose, a sense of fulfillment? Who do we want to spend that time with? Where do we want to be spending that time, fulfilling that purpose? And I know a lot of people who've made actually really major changes that long term will be healthy in their life. And the only reason that's come about is because of the challenges that have existed. And so often in life, those are the moments, right? I think back to training in meditation, training the mind, it's just the same. You know, when everything is going well, when everything's going easy, of course, it's easy to sit down with a relatively quiet mind, a relatively peaceful mind, and to have a sense of connection with the world around us. But in those moments when the mind is spinning, when everything feels out of control, those are the moments where it's more difficult. But as we look back at those moments, those are the moments in which we learn. Those are the moments in which we find something new, where we're challenged in some way, where we're poked and prodded, where we somehow have to find a way of overcoming those obstacles, or at least working skillfully with those obstacles. So my hope is, as you look back over this year, that you not only feel a sense of optimism about what may be to come, but you're also able to kind of look back and say, actually, you know, as difficult as that was, these are my takeaways. These are the things that I'm going to carry into next year. These are the things I'm going to carry into my life. And as a consequence of those decisions, I am going to be more present, less distracted, and hopefully living a life that allows you to have a healthier and happier mind. Whatever that means to you, I hope that over the next few days, perhaps even the next week or so, you're able to take some time out, not just to reflect on the year gone by, but also to look ahead with that sense of optimism to the year ahead. Thanks so much for joining me every day this year. It means the world. Thanks for listening. I look forward to seeing you back here in January.
Hey everyone, it's Rosie. If you're here, I assume you like Radio Headspace. And if you like Radio Headspace, you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring every teacher on this show and our wonderful host, Robin. We're answering all of your questions and giving advice on life, relationships, and just about everything else. You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts. We hope you'll join us soon.